Yeah, today maybe we will talk from the liberation pump from the day nine, okay? As we talk about the subject on the process of the human rebirth. So as you can see in the liberation palm, it told about the 5 points or the five endowments of the human, I mean the body. So generally, as I told the last time, we peoples or we always forget that we have something very precious. So that's why in the Lamrim practices, first it will emphasize on the thinking of the precious of the human body. So that's why whenever you look at this point, when we can see the one thing very clear that whenever we feel or whenever we thought that we are the human, so one thing is teaching us to generate the lot of the positive thoughts. So, but again, you will think that what the special being as a human, you will think that. One point may be quite right as a being as a human, not a big thing. But one point being as a human is a very big thing. Especially that's a human, as there is a one thing, it's a clearly said that everything is a very renewable, but the human body is a not a renewable. So when you look at the credit card, you will see the expiry date on the credit card. After the credit card expire, what you can do? You can apply the new credit card. Again, you can renew it. So even like this human body, our human life have one expiry date. After that, we are not able to renew. Okay, it's not like a credit card. So see the human life, one point the human life is and the human bodies are not renewable. What we have obtained is a very precious. We call it very precious because human as a being a born as a human, if you look at the animal's number, the human's number is a very little. So that's why they are saying that when we think that we as so when we think that the born as a human is we need a lot of the good karmas to born as a human. Especially the human brain is a very special that the even if you look at the world history with the developing the human brain, with the developing the human brain, the human had created the such an amazing thing in this world. So that's why now that that's why you can see that now that as a human, when you are born as a human, so born as a human means that we got a very precious human, I mean the body. So that's why most first step is that we have to take care. The first is our body is very rightly. That's very important. Excess of the drinking the alcohol, excess of the using the I mean the narcotics, smokings, really are very harmful for the our human precious body. So I heard that whether true or not, some places in the China, when they greet each other, they will give the smoke and cigarette. Once you not take it, they consider it is a disrespect. When someone offer the cigarette to you, when you not take it, it consider as a disrespect. I heard in the some part of the China, whether true or not true, that I don't know. So these are also excess of the taking the alcohol, excess of the smoking. They are the excess of the taking all this is not the thinking the precious of the human rebirth, human body, precious of the human body. So that's why once the Buddha have talked about the health issue, he talked the most, the first step of the taking the best care of the health is the food what you take. Be very aware of the what you take. So that's why I think I told you last time that one occasion I was invited to the drug rehabilitation center. So in the drug rehabilitation center, actually my book, I was invited to give the talks for I mean the people. But the once I reached there, it's a very sad. These people cannot concentrate on my word 5 minutes. So what advice I can give now? They cannot concentrate on my word. Even the 5 minutes, it's very difficult for them. Very sad. Because all this issue happens because they have not think properly that the what the human report they get, they have not think it's a precious of the life. Precious of the life. They really wasted their life. It's a very sad. So that's why now you can see that that's why now it talks about the first in the numbering practices is always we have to feel that we have obtained the human rebirth. So in the human's life, in the world, that is the one very, I mean, the ones we have to remind ourselves that we are born as a human. It means that we have to use our mind and brain whenever we have to deal with our issues. Okay, now you can think that now especially when you have obtained the human body, we have obtained the five endowments. We call the five endowments. In this world, we have at the time of the Buddha visited time. We born at the time of the Buddha visited time. We call that we are born not before the Buddha visited the world. We born after the Buddha visiting the world. Because if we born in the world before the Buddha's visited this world, then we won't be able to know the Buddha's Dharma. So we born after the Buddha's visited, so we are able to know the Buddha's world and the Buddha's Dharma. So visited the Buddha. So then the Buddha's talk, then the second point is that the second endowment is that we have opportunity to learn the Dharma. So learning the Dharma is something like that you are learning some of the skill or the technique to live. Even if you look at now, they are giving the cooking class. Even to cook the food, they are giving the classes how to cook the food. Even you can look at that there are so many now that they have the classes going, even the cooking the food. Even when you have to now, even when not the cooking class and also swing class, you know the swing. Swing class. So these also be one, because they are teaching all you the skill, one skill. So Dharma is something like the skill. It teaches you how to live. So that's why now that we have the opportunity to learn the Dharma. This is the second endowment. If you look at this world, there are so many people, they have no opportunity to learn the Dharma. So that's why whenever I give talk the outside, because I always used to tell the one thing that learning the Dharma, it does not mean that you have to become the Buddhist. Whether you become the Buddhist or not Buddhist, that's your own wish. But the learning the Dharma is something you are learning the skill or method to live the peacefully. So this is the second endowment. Now second endowment, we have the opportunity to learn the Dharma. That is what we are having. So millions of the people, millions of the human do not have that opportunity. Okay. Now the third thing is the Buddha's teaching still remains. We are just born at the time of the Buddha teaching, remaining time. Buddha have told the one thing that his teaching will remain the 5,000 years. After his death, the Buddhism will be extinct or Buddhism will be vanished after 5,000 years after his death. In the one occasion, maybe it's in the 2011 or something like the 11 or in the before 2011 or the 2012, maybe around the February or that, I don't remember. One occasion I was giving the talk in the one of the college in Taiwan. So one student asked me that at that time, he asked me that whether the 2012 will be the end of the year. So I told you 100% no, it won't be the end of the year. So I told that Buddhism remain the 5,000 years. If it is becoming the end of the year 2012, then Buddhism won't remain the 5,000 years. So even I think I've written the one book they have translated in the Chinese with the book this release maybe around the June of 2012 or something like that. Even in that book, few people asked me the same question. So even in that book, my answer is the same. So I told that 2012. Won't be the end of the world. So that's why now the point is that the third endowment is that we are born not only born as a human, we are the born the time of the death at the Buddhism remains in this world. So once even if you have the opportunity to learn the Buddhism, but if there is no Buddhism remain in this world, then that opportunity is useless. And the second thing is also that you are the companions or a friend which follow the Buddha Dharma. So once you don't have that companion which follow the Buddha Dharma, again it's a problem. You will face the problem. So some of my students, they will tell me that in their family sometimes feel the difficult because they are following the Buddhism and the rest of the family members follows the different religion. So once of the, my student, he's a monk, he's a Korean, and he's a monk. So he told me that his brother is a Christian. So sometimes a little bit difficult in the home with the different religions. So then he told me what to do. So I told him, if you really are following the Buddhist practice, you have to love him more, respect him more. So religion and your belief is a personal issue. This is everything is a personal issue. When we deal with the others, we are dealing with the base of the human relation. As we are the human, they are also the human. Same, we all have one same nature of the human. Everyone wants the happiness, no one wants the suffering. There's a same nature we all are having. So religion and the belief is a personal issue. It should not come into the, I mean, the when it should, it is just personal. It should be keep inside. Whatever the your belief, whatever the you follow. So I will tell you the one thing. In my home, whenever we watch the TV, there's also always there will be the debate. My mother wants to watch the different channel. I want to want a different channel. My brother, my father, all we want a different channel. When I was kid, there's always debate, argument. But the later on, there's no argument, debate. What the main reason is that I sacrifice myself. I never try to say that the, what I want to watch them. I will just let them to watch what they want. I sacrifice the, my own the will to watch the, my channel. So there will be no more any debate at all. Yeah, so that's why just as number one thing is that the, when we are the, in the living, the debate and the argue when you are living, I think it makes them more unhappy. So this is a very simple. As we are the born as a human, so we have to have the every of the potential or the potential to solve the every issue. We have that potential. Then we can look at our human's life, mostly all the our the issues of the issues and the difficulty, mostly when the 90% it rise or it comes because of the when we think too much of the self. One thing that the, quite a many years back, generally in my family, my father, my parents, my father and mother, sometimes they will argue each other. Most of the arguments start from very small issues. So that's why my mother sometimes try to accuse the my father. So she will tell the my fathers, this is not right, this is not right. So my father cannot accept that because of his own ego. So I told the my father, whenever my mother accuse you, don't say anything. Just say Tibetan word we call the ore, ore. Ore means that's right, just tell that. Just on that side. Even whether you accept or don't accept, just say that that's right. Whenever your mother, my mother accuse my father, I ask my father, say, oh, that's right. In Tibetan, we call ore, ore. That's right, that's right. So first he feel very difficult to say that word, that's right, because he saved you. But I just pushed him and say that, oh, that's right, that's right. So later on, he started to say, yeah, quite well. No, that's right. Even my mother accused something, he would say that, that's right, that's right. Yeah. But that's really have 50% of the argument just deceased. 50% of the argument just ceased, decreased. Because the, before the argument is started, because my mother accused my father, suddenly he will just try to prove he is the truth. So small issues, they will start with the argument. Now, after that, I push him to say that that's right, that's right. It really 50% of the argument, I mean, the argument just decreased. So later on, that he never listened to my mother's word properly. Whatever she started to say, he will say, "That's right, that's right." On the occasion, my mother asked what he want for the lunch. He never listened to his word, said, "That's right, that's right." So this is the something like that. So this is a very, I think this is also related with the egos. Because he, before he cannot, his ego pushing him that he is always right. So he tried to prove that he is right. My mother said, she's trying to prove that she is right. And very sometimes, very small issue, they will argue. Very small issues. Really, that what? And that's right, it's just dropping the self's ego. So many, I think, argument we can just decrease. This is a very simple, the simple logic. So that's why what we have to think is precious of the human rebirth, human life, very precious. So every moment we have to try to live the properly, try to live rightly, peacefully. Because this human lifespan is, as I told, that's not a renewable. Once expiry date is come, then finished. Before the expiry date comes, we have to live peacefully, rightly. So that's why we have to always think that the human body and our human life is very precious. In this life, we have to try to do the as best good things as we can. Okay, then the fifth, we are having the compassionate attitude. Okay, that's the fifth one, compassionate attitude. Because the compassionate attitude is the very important point in the human's life. That's how it's, I will give you a very simple way, Example, I will give you one example. When you are walking on the road, when you found $100, you will feel happy when you are walking. And when you're walking on the road, when you lose the $100, you will feel unhappy. But now here you have to look that the which will remain longer. Founding the $100, when you found the $100, you will feel the happy. And I mean, when you lose the $100, you will feel the unhappy. Which will remain longer? That happiness will remain longer, or that unhappiness will remain longer? I think unhappiness will remain longer. Yeah, because the unhappiness remains longer. Because the unhappiness remains longer, man, the reason, the why unhappy, because the if you look from the logical, it should be the same. You have found the same amount, the $100, while you're finding the $100, they will be the one happiness. Losing the $100, they will be the unhappiness. But if you look from the logical point of view, it should remain the same. The happiness, if the happiness remains the 5 minutes, unhappiness also remains the 5 minutes. But in the reality, not like that. When you found the $100, it might remain the happiness for the 1 day. But when you lose the $100, the unhappiness will remain more than the 2-3 days. If you look from the logical point of view, it should be the same. But in the reality, it's not the same. The unhappiness remains the longer. Because the logically it's the same, but in the reality it's not the same. Because that the unhappiness and that happiness is generated by the self-thinking idea, self-cherishing thinking. When the self-thinking idea, because you feel that the I gain, I lost. When you think that the I found, you will gain the one happiness that will be shorter. When you think the I lost the $100, so that unhappiness is longer. Because these two emotions, the happiness and unhappiness, is the based or the it's caused by the self-cherishing attitude, self-thinking idea. So something, the happiness which you gain from the base on the compassion attitude, that happiness will remain very long. Example, I think you remember that one time I was traveling from the Nepal to India. Traveling. So my mother, I don't know that my mother have just put the one of the Swiss knife in my handbag. I have no idea. Then while I'm checking this in the airport, checking the security check, when I was went to the security check, they told me that there's a knife in my bag. It is not allowed it. So what happened is that the security check, then I told him that what to do. He told me very long process. He told me I have to go down to the counter, fill up the some of the form or something like that. Very long, lengthy procedure. So I feel very bored to follow all this procedure. So that's where what happened is that then I just gave the Swiss knife to that security officer, told him that don't forget me. When I gave the security that the Swiss knife, he felt very happy. He just smiled and he just showed his old colleagues that the Swiss knife. So what happened is that later on, then I when then I have the while in the boarding in the flight, I just called my mother and asked that my mother Swiss knife how much it will cost. So she told me it will cost around a 5 or 10 Swiss franc. When I calculated it, it comes around a maybe couple of the hundred of the Nepali rupees, nearly 1,000 of the Nepali rupees. So that few moments, I feel a little bit unhappy because I gave something quite a preserve to the unknown person. That security officer, I don't know him at all. But suddenly I thought that how he felt happy. Still, I remember his face, how he laughs. When I think from his side, then he will take their Swiss knife and his home. He will show his children, his wife. Even he don't know me, even I don't know him. But he will tell that the one monk gave me the Swiss knife. Even his child will appreciate my action. Even his child won't know me. While the moment I'm thinking that I'm very happy. Still when I think that incident, I'm still happy. Now it's maybe 5 or 6 years ago I did that. Still, whenever I think that incident, I feel very happy. Still, I can remember the face of the dead security officer laughing when I give him the knife. I'm very happy. Because this happiness comes based on the compassionate attitude. So it remains very long. So in the 2004, I still remember the one incident in the 2004. I'm in the north side of India, in the one of the, I mean, the medical shop. One medicine shop, there is one of the old Indian gentlemen came to get the medicine. So he told me he just got the prescription and he told me, I think, having a very severe stomach pain. So while he was getting the medicine, so all the medicine, and they just told him the price of the medicine. I think he got quite a lot of medicine in the prescription. While they told the price, he told that he could not afford it. He just returning the half of the medicine back to the medicine shop. So I told him, I will pay for your whole medicine. It's only a $2, around 100 rupees or more than it's in the 2004. I think it's only a $2 US dollar. So I just paid for the $2 for his own medicine. Whenever I think this incident, still I'm very happy that I can help that person. It's in the 2004. Still, whenever I recollect my memory of helping that person, giving all the medicine, I still feel very happy whenever I think that incident. Because this happiness is remaining very long. Because these all happiness have developed based on the compassion attitude, compassion to others. So that's why the happiness is remaining very long. So happiness, what you have generated through the self-cherishing and the self-thinking idea, self-thought idea, that happiness will remain very short. With the happiness which you gain from the compassionate attitude, compassion to the others, that happiness will remain the long. So this is that's why it's called the compassionate attitude in the human life's importance. This is the fifth endowment. So now here you can look at the thinking. Now that there are the 3 points. Now thinking about the benefits of the human rebirth. There are the 3 points of the thinking of the benefit of the human rebirth. Short-term benefit, long-term benefit, every moment it is a benefit. So there are the 3 points we have to think of. That's as it said to the Lamrim. While the short-term benefit is while we obtain the human rebirth, we can get the better rebirth than this in this life, if you do. In this life, short-term benefit is that in this life, if we do everything rightly and properly, we can get the better rebirth in the next life. So usually, what happening is that usually, mostly the monastery, most of the time I will just play and talk with the small monks, I mean the kid monks. So kid monks, because they will play and very rightly with me. At the senior, I mean when the monks grown up, then they will not play properly with me. They will not talk properly. I mean then the respect and all this comes and they will not talk. So the small monks, they will just talk directly with me. So I used to play with the small monks. So when they are playing with them, I don't feel that I feel that when they ask their age, sometimes I feel really I'm very old. Okay, yeah, short term in our human life. So what we can do is that we can just achieve the better rebirth and then this in the future, so that we can make this benefit on this life. Once we're born in the animal, we cannot have that benefit, we won't get it. Once you're born an animal, it's very difficult to get a better rebirth because animals have a lot of the ignorance. So some of the, I mean, the in the Nepal, in Nepal, some of the old people, I mean the Tibetan old people, they used to tell me that Rinpoche not let them go to the hell. They say it's like I'm holding the key of the hell. So like this, so in this the human rebirth, while he was born in the human, we can just make our future life better than this, that we can make it. We can, so while we are doing the positive works and the positive karmas and the good karmas, we will born in the better realm or the better human, better realm and the better life. So that's in our hand. So not in the other's hand. So that's why we have the choice. We have the choice. So we can make the better life or not. We have the choice. So that's like that in our future life, whether we're born in the hell or whether we're born in the Buddha's pure land, that's in our hands. We can choose, we can make our choice. This is one story, okay? This one man died and born in hell. While he's born in hell, what do you call that, the god of the hell? What do you say in the Vietnamese language? In the Chinese, I think they call it Yam Lo. God of the hell, okay? So God of the hell is looking at his karmas. So God of the hell told him that, now I'm really confused. You have the exactly same as the positive karma and the negative karma. Good karma and the negative karma is totally same. So now I will give you the choice whether you go to the heaven or hell. You can choose. So that man become very clever. So he told, let me choose. Before I'm choosing, let me see the heaven and the hell. Then I will choose. Then he went to the heaven, observe the heaven, how it looks. So he went to the heaven and he saw the heaven people all drinking the very old wine and playing the old music guitars, that violin, old violins and the very old wine. So he feel, oh, heaven is quite boring. Then he went to the hell to see the hell. Then hell is a very different. When you see the hell, in the hell, there the peoples are drinking the French wine, fresh, great French wine, Russian vodka, and they are having the music of the modern music. I mean the rap and all this hip hop music. All they are singing and using the very, I mean the electronic guitars and all they are having. So he told that he will choose the hell. So he told that he would choose the hell to the god of the, I mean the hell, he told that. So god of the hell told him, okay, once you choose it, you cannot switch over, you cannot change. So yeah, he told him, yeah, I've looked at heaven, I've looked at the hell, now I'm going to choose the hell. Then he just, the god of the hell just let him in the hell. After he let him in the hell, he enjoyed that whole that day, having the drinking the French wine and playing the hip hop music, and he enjoyed really lot that day. So then he had a very late night. So after that late night, so what happened is that, just 1 second, okay? What happened is that then he fall asleep. So one day after he found himself, next day, he was very shocked. Some of the people came and started to beat him and ask him to go to the walk. So he was completely shocked. He was completely shocked at what's happening. So these people, all these people told him that you are in the hell. So yeah, Nil, so you have to walk, go to walk. So we have to beat you. So he told me, so he was very shocked. So then he told him that yesterday was not like that. Yesterday we are all enjoying. You are letting us drink the wine. Why you started the beat today? Yeah, yesterday was not like that. Then that these people who are beating him told that you are very stupid. Yesterday we let you drink the wine and enjoy the music because yesterday was the birthday of the god of the hell. So same thing, so like that. So here in the short term of the benefit, what we can get of the human rebirth is we can choose. That's the most important. We can choose our next life. So we can choose means that we can do, and it's our hand whether we're born in the heaven or whether we're born in the Buddha's pure land or whether we're born in the hell. So once we have the more positive or good karma, we were born in the better world. So that's like that. So that's why now what we can do is now you can see the short term. Now the long term benefits is something like that in this, in the born in the human rebirth, what we can do is that we can achieve the Buddhahood. That's a long term benefits. I met the one of the French lady a few years back. That French lady told me that she, French lady become she is a Buddhist practitioner, she told me. So she told me that she liked Buddhism very much. Then she liked the Buddhism very much. And after the reading the book, then one book, so she became the Buddhist. So I asked her, what do you see that any special in that book, Buddhism book? She told me that after in that book it was mentioned that in the Buddhism even the female can become the Buddha. So she felt very happy and she became the Buddhist. So something like that. So that's why the human rebirth. So we are the born as a human and the long-term benefits that they make on the female. Everyone we have the potential to become the Buddhahood when we can become the Buddha. Buddha is a death state where we eliminate all the negative thoughts like anger, ignorance. And jealous, ego, at the state where we eliminate all these negative thoughts, we call that Buddha, that state. Okay, so this is what is a short term, isn't it? The short term of the benefit isn't long term, isn't it? In the human rebirth. Now that we in every moment, we can see that the every moment we can have the benefits. So you can see that the every moment that we can have the benefits of the asset of human rebirth. This point is that the every moment we can feel the joy. Because as I told you last time, when we're in the morning, when we wake up, when we think that we have not died yesterday, there's a reason to feel joy. Normally people feel that when they have to enjoy that, then enjoy or then when they have to have a good time. They need a party. It's not like that. Party is not making you happy. Actually, the your mind is making you the happy. When you start, when you start to enjoy that party, then you feel the happy. When you do not enjoy that party, that won't be the happy. So it's your, in, up to your mind. So every single moment we can enjoy it. It's up to you how you think, how you spend that moment. So humans in the human life, every single moment is a very precious. So every single moment is a very precious. So while we're spending the time with the feeling the unhappy, while we're spending the time with the feeling the unhappy, spending the time with the getting angry, that's a really we're wasting the precious time. Every single moment inside you can feel the joy. Yes, you can feel the joy. That is a very important. So that's why the first step is that to feel the every single moment of the joy. That's why you have to think the few steps. You have to follow the few steps. First step, in the when you wake up the morning, you have to think that just for the one day today, I will not generate the anger. I will not generate the negative thought, anger, jealous, like that, for the one day. Most of the unhappiness comes from the all negative thoughts. So you have to think that then for the one day I will not waste my time the thinking of the negative thought. Then the second step is whenever you generate the anger, whenever you generate the negative thoughts, whenever you feel tense, just don't think that issue. Just stop the thinking that issue. Just chant any mantra, Ajit Dafa or Om Mani Padme Hum. Also chant that mantra. When you're chanting this mantra, what will happen is that you will distract your mind. When you distract your mind, you cannot generate the anger. The anger will be generated when you focus on the some of the very unpleasant situation. Unpleasant condition, when you focus or when you think of that then unpleasant condition, the anger will be generated. When you start to chant the mantra, you are distracting your mind from the thinking the unpleasant condition, then automatically anger will be reduced. So that's why now the third test you do. Then the third thing is that the single moment when you have just you have to think that you have obtained the precious human body, you have not lived up till the I mean, up till the today. So you are doing these issues lived up till today, then you will feel the joy. Yeah, so not getting the anger, not generating the anger, it's people, they used to ask me when they not get the angry. So it is quite difficult with the son's condition or situation. Once they not generate the anger, so sometimes they feel difficult to the deal with the some condition or some issues. So, example for my case is, sometimes I have to deal with my students. Deal with the students, sometimes the officer shows a very, I mean, the very furious face when you have to deal with the small monks. So sometimes, but inside I would not generate the anger, but I will look at it very seriously when I talk with some important issues. But yeah, the one of the small monk, whenever I show the serious way, he will start to laugh. So it's, for me, it's very difficult to control. Okay, so this point, okay, now you have point. This is today's homework, okay? Now the first, when you wake up, you have to think that you are very lucky that you have not died yesterday. So you just think that on this day, you will not waste your time thinking, having the generating the anger and the generating the anger and the being the unhappy or the being the tense, you will not waste like that. In the morning, you have to think it. And the daytime, whenever you generate the anger or tense, just chant the mantra and try to distract your mind. Then, third thing is, every single moment, what you have to feel is that now that you have to try to feel that, oh, you are lived up till here. So try to feel the joy of the live up till that day, okay? Okay, fine. Okay, then today we will stop here, okay?